Morning. Please turn in your Bibles this morning.
早晨，请大家打开圣经。
To Philippians 1:20.
腓立比书一章二十节。
Philippians 1:20.
腓立比书一章二十节。
The sound system might not have all the bugs out yet, but it's better than no sound at all.
我们的音响系统可能还有一些问题，但是比完全没有要好。
21st verse.
第二十一节。
Verse 21. For me to live is Christ.
二十一节，因我活着就是基督。
In the original, we don't have that verb. So, you young people are taking notes. You can be more accurate. For me to live, and then put brackets around the verb is.
那正确的翻译应该是因我活着，然后是的那个呢？那个是是在引号里面，因为原文没有。
It should read, "For me to live, Christ."
应该就翻译成因我活着，基督。
We insert that is in order to make it a little smoother in our reading.
我们把这个是就是基督的是加上，这样我们读起来比较顺。
For me to live, Christ.
因我活着。基督。
And then another familiar verse in Galatians 2:20.
另外一首，另外一个在我们很熟悉的圣经，在加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I live. We want to concentrate on this next phrase, but Christ lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，请大家注意下面的话说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Someone was to say, what does it mean to be a Christian?Here are two strong words.
有人问说，我怎样成为一个基督徒呢？那这里有两个很强的字。
First one, for me to live, Christ.
第一个，我活着是基督。
And here in Galatians 2:20, but Christ lives in me.
第二处就在这里，加拉太书二章二十节。说现在活着的是基督在我里面活。
All the strength of our of the gospel is in that small phrase.
所有福音里面的大能都在这个短短的话里面。
The God of the universe, the creator of everything, dwelling in man.
这个创造宇宙的神住在人里面。
All the character, the nature, the life that is in the Son of God.In man.
所有在神儿子里面的一切性情都在人的里面。
Let's look at just a couple more verses in Romans.
我们还要读几处的圣经，在罗马书。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
A passage we often read at time of baptism.
这段圣经是我们常常在受浸聚会里面读的。
First verse, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may increase?
罗马书六章一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For he who has died is freed from sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
But we have a problem.
但是我们有一个问题。
Romans 7:14.
罗马书七章十四节。
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am flesh, sold into the bondage of sin.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
Verse 18, For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is my flesh. For the wishing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
And more accurately, I will to do good, but I can't.
更正确的翻译是我下定决心要行善，但是我不能。
Verse 24 Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
24节，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
This morning we sang a song in the worship time on Romans 8:1.
今天早晨在敬拜的时候，我们唱的诗歌是罗马书八章一节。
We don't sing this song very often. It's written by a great man called Robert Chapman.
我们不常唱这首诗歌，是一个属灵的伟人写的，叫做 Robert Chapman.
Robert Chapman lived to be 99 years old.
这位弟兄活到99岁。
1803 to 1902.
1806年,
and he understood what it meant, Christ lives in me.
他明白基督活在我里面是什么意思。
And verse 1 there of Romans 8, there is therefore no condemnation, we sang this morning.
今天早上我们唱这首诗歌，如今在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
那些在基督里的就不定罪了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and of death.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, when it comes to spiritual things, we're totally inadequate.
天父，当我们谈到属灵的事情，我们是完全不够的。
But you have come to live in us.
但是你来住在我们里面。
You have come to teach us.
你来教导我们。
We thank you for your Holy Spirit that speaks through us.
我们感谢你圣灵借着我们来说话。
Who makes the word clear to us.
他让话语清楚。
And then takes that word and makes it real.
把这些话化成实际。
We pray that you would do that this morning.
我们求你早晨做这样的工。
We are here listening.
我们在这里听。
You speak.
你说。
In Christ's name we pray.
好，耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Last Sunday morning, with 25 people, I rode into a small German town called Rottenburg.
上个主日，我跟25个人，我们一起开车到一个德国一个很小的城叫 Rottenburg。
It was cold, a little drizzly as we walked into the town square.
当我们进到城市的中心，走到那里的时候，有点冷，而且天空下着小雨。
We were there for one reason.
我们到那里有一个目的。
To remember a man called Michael Sadler and his wife Margareta.
我们来纪念有一位圣徒叫。一个弟兄叫做 Michael Sadler 跟他的妻子
who lived almost 500 years ago.
他们是500年前活的圣徒。
He saw something that very few people in 1527 had seen.
他看见了一件事是在1527年的时候很少人能够看见的。
He saw something of what it meant to be filled with the Spirit.
他看见怎么样能够被圣灵充满。
To be led by the Holy Spirit and not men.
能够受圣灵的引导，而不是受人的引导。
He saw something of what it meant to come together like we did this morning, and to remember the Lord in simplicity.
还有看见像我们早晨一样，怎么样一起来到神的面前，简单的来纪念他。
Not being dictated by the church state.
而不是官方教会的照着官方教会的模式。
And for the stand that he took, he was martyred.
因为他这样的认识和他这样的持守这样的看法，然后他就为主殉道。
At that particular time in 1525, 1526, 1527 period, to baptize as an adult was not legal.
在那个时候，就是1522-25年左右的时间，成年人受浸是不合法的。
The law of the land and of the church was that you must be baptized by 8 days.
那在那个时候的法律，那时候的宗教的就教会的规定是，你生下来以后8天要受洗。
Michael Sadler.Was a Roman Catholic priest, and so he had access to the Bible.
这位 Michael Sadler 弟兄是天主教的一个神父，那他就能够来读圣经。
And he began to see the things that were had crept into the church. Many of them were not biblical.
他就看见教会里面有很多很多的规定，还有一些做法。原来进到教会里面来，原来都不是合圣经的。
They brought him into the courthouse, which we were standing in front of last Sunday.
他们就把他带到法庭的里面，就是我们上个主日去的地方。
And he was found guilty.
然后法庭就判他有罪。
And they took him out in front of the courthouse there in the town square that is exactly like it was 500 years ago.
那他就从法庭被带到这个城市中间的广场上，就是我们在的地方，像500年前一样。
And they cut out a portion of his tongue.
把他一部分的舌头剪掉。
They took him to the gate and then took hot irons and branded him a number of times.
他们就把他带到城门那里，用那个热的铁来烙他。
Took him to the different parts of the village and each place.They would mutilate his body to make an impression upon the people.
他把他带到城市的每一个地方，到每一个点，他们就来虐待他，在他身体上就把他刑罚他，来割下一块他的身体。
Michael Sadler was then brought back to the marketplace and tied to a ladder.
然后他就被带回到城市的中心，把他绑在一个梯子的上面。
It was difficult for him to speak.
他就非常困难说话。
But as the executioner tied Michael to the ladder,
当这个受刑的要施行的人把他的弟兄绑在
，He prayed with a slurred tongue.
那他的嘴巴，他因为舌头被剪掉，不能够很好的说话，他这样的祷告。
Almighty eternal God, Thou art the way and the truth.
全能永生的神，你是道路，你是真理。
I have not been shown to be an heir by those who judged me.
我没有被这些审判我的人来看见来证明说我有任何的错误。
I will with thy help on this day testify to the truth and seal it with my blood.
一直到今天，我来见证这个真理，而且用我的血来印证这件事。
After the fire burned the ropes off of his hands, he raised his hands and struggled to form these words.
当这个火来烧他的捆绑他的绳子和他的手的时候，他把手举起来，然后来勉强的尽力的来说这样的话。
Father, I commend my spirit into thy hands.
天父，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Eight days later, he took his wife to the little river that runs to the village, the Neckar River, and says, "If you want to be baptized, we'll baptize you." And they drowned her.
八天以后，他们就把他的妻子带到城外面的一条小河里。他说：“你如果要受浸的话，我们就在这里让把你施浸。”他们就在那里把他溺死。
Beginning in 1525, this happened hundreds and thousands of times to those people who said, "We want to follow the Lord."
从1525年开始，这件事情就发生了几百次，在这些愿意来跟随主的人身上。
And after a couple weeks.In February of following these martyrs throughout Europe.
我们在二月的时候，我们来跟随这些殉道者的脚踪，我们在欧洲有这样的旅行。
I was impressed with one thought.
很感动我的就是一个想法。
How does one have that spirit?
如何有人可以得到这样的灵呢？
Where does it come from?
这个灵，他们是从哪里得到这样的灵呢？
How can one stand in such a place and peace and joy and stand there with a purpose in their life?
如何有人能够这样子的有平安，有这样的有喜乐，来站在这样子极大的难处当中？
Yesterday morning, it just seemed like the heavens opened, and the answer was very clear to me.
昨天早晨好像天开了，这个答案就对我来讲就非常清楚。
Christ living in that person.
因为基督活在这些人里面。
There was no one at that time. There is no one today who can stand in that type of an arena and be falsely accused and stand.In a peaceful way.
不管是在当时或在今天，没有一个人能够被诬告而这样子平安的能够这样的站立。
Oh, I'm sure there are people who are very strong in their soul who can grit their teeth. But to go through what these people have gone through in joy, in peace.
我相信是会有人，他的魂里面是很刚强的，他可以咬着牙忍受这些，但是要有这样平安，有这样喜乐的来经过。
It's another life.
是需要靠另外一个生命。
Many of us today, this coming week, will go through a number of things.
在我们在座许多人在下个礼这个礼拜当中会要经历许多的事。
We have really two choices.
我们有两个选择。
To go through the things that are going to be put into our path tomorrow in a peaceful way, or go through them frustrated, murmuring, complaining.
我们可以来经过我们要经过的事情，非常的平安，或者是我们有抱怨。
And every day we find ourselves in that type of a circumstance, environment.
每一天我们都来经历这样的环境。
You young people, life might seem relatively easy for you right now, but even right now, you're having to make choices. Am I using my life or God's life.
年轻人们，也许现在你的生活还是很简单、很容易，但是你也要做这样的选择，就是你要靠你的生命、自己的生命活呢，还是神的生命？
Yesterday, one of my grandsons was taken into the yard to pick up the clippings off from the trees as his father was clipping them.
昨天我有一个孙子，他就需要到院子里面来收集那个他父亲的剪树剪下来的这些树枝。Yes.
And his comment, well, we just did this 1 month ago.
那他就说，我们一个月以前才做同样的事嘛。
Do we have to trim these things again, and I have to pick up all these leaves?
我们难道还要再来修剪这些树，再次修剪，然后我要这么麻烦，要收集这些树叶吗？
It's a small thing, but we can either do that in life, or we can do it in death.
这是一件小事，但是我们可以在生命里面来做这件事情，也可以在死的里面做。
And everything in life is just that simple.
生活里面的每一件事情就是这样简单。
My grandson was responding exactly the way we all respond about so many things in our life.
我的孙子他的反应就像我们在做每一个人对许多事情的反应一样。
Much of life is made up of very boring, repetitive, things.
生活里面充满许多很乏味重复的事。
Cooking.Eating, changing diapers, washing clothes, all of these things.
要煮饭，要吃饭，要换尿布，要洗衣服，这些事。
And we all know the feeling of, wow, I have to do this again, this is my third wash load.
然后我们都会想说，还要再做一次吗？我已经洗了三次了。
It seems like that's all I do is just wash clothes.
好像你生活里面就是只是天天在洗衣服。
Those of you with big families know what I mean.
你们在座有很大的家庭的，你就知道我说什么。
How do we do these things?
我们怎么样来做这些事呢？
Just even these mundane things.
好像这些很平凡的事。
One of two choices.
我们可以有要二选一，要选有这样的选择。
My life or God's life.
我的生命呢？还是神的生命。
And as Christians, we spend much of our time often with it being our life, living exactly like the people of the world.
我们虽然成为基督徒，但是很多的时候，我们活出来就像其他人一样，是靠着自己的生命来活。
Life becomes very tiring and stressful.
生活变成非常的疲倦，充满着压力。
Monday is dreadful.
礼拜一是很可畏的。
Friday, there's a certain elation. Wow, the weekend's almost here.
礼拜五就很高兴，就说啊，周末快要来了。
And we go through life, up and down, this way.
我们在生活里面这样子起起伏伏。
If I can just get out of bed, once I have a cup of coffee, I'm somewhat ready to go.
那我早上起来喝了咖啡以后，我就差不多可以去做事了。
So it becomes a cup of coffee, it becomes looking forward to lunch, looking forward to 5 o'clock. We live on this type of a cycle.
我们就活在等候这个咖啡或者中午午饭或者是五点的这样的时间。
And we miss from 8 to 12 is horrible. We miss a whole period of time in which the Lord wants to live his life in us.
从八点到十二点，这都很糟糕。但是我们就失去了这个主让我们可以活出他生活的生命的一个机会。
I have been saved a long time.
我已经得救了很久。
Most of my life, I have not lived with Christ's life living in me.
但是我的生命里面，多数我没有活出基督的生命。
I have spent much of my life.Trying to come into his life.
很多的时间，我要进入，我要靠着我的力量要进入他的生命。
We fall into the trap of imitating Christ.
我们好像落入这样的陷阱，就是来模仿基督。
We fall into the trap of trying to learn Christ.
我们落入好像要学基督的这样的陷阱。
If I just went to another conference, maybe I'll just get pumped up a little bit.
我若再参加一个特别聚会，也许我灵命里面就会再被激励一点。
The message on Sunday sometimes gives me a little boost, and I'm able to enter into the week.
有时候主日的信息就给我加一点力量，所以我可以来过这个礼拜。
This is not the way.
但是这不是一条路。
God never intended to be that way.
神的计划不是这样子。
All we have to do is look at the Lord's life, and we see how steady it is.
我们只要来看主耶稣的生活何等的平稳。
I think sometimes we don't gaze at the Lord enough.
有时候我们没有来思想我们的主，来那么多。
He is not our hero.
他不是我们的英雄。
And if he's not our hero, he's not important.
那他也没有那么重要。
Oh, he's a little bit important.
他有点重要。
I know that as a sinner, I'm very thankful. We prayed around the table this morning. We're very thankful that he forgave us of our sins.
因为我们是罪人，我们非常感谢主，他赦免我们的罪。
But that's not.The Christian life.
但是这却不是基督徒的生活。
That's one part. It's an important part.
这是基督徒生活里面很重要的一部分。
To remove the sin, to remove the guilt.
要把罪那个罪的恶的感觉除掉。
But there has to be something to come in.
但是还有一件事情要进入。
And there has, and then we have to live in that reality.
我们要活在这样的实际里。
As we look at the Lord Jesus, we begin to appreciate Him.
当我们来看主耶稣基督，我们就里面充满了感谢。
Coming around the table becomes something of worship and thankfulness as we gaze upon Him.
来擘饼的时候，我们来注视他，我们就有敬拜，有感谢。
As we look at Him during the week, we want to be like Him.
当我们周间生活的时候，我们来注视着他的时候，我们就愿意更多像他。
And then we begin to ask the question, how can this man live in me?
那我来问一个问题，就是如何让这个人活在我里面。
In the next few minutes, that's what we're going to be talking about.
在接下来几分钟里面，这就是我们要交通的。
When we look at the Lord Jesus, we see on one hand, someone who is very, very weak.
当我们看主耶稣的时候，从一方面来讲，他非常软弱。
And we learn a hint from just his weakness of being a baby.
从他在从拉到婴孩的时候，我们就可以看见。
Having to live in Nazareth.
他需要活在拿撒勒。
Having to be corrected by his disciples and chastened by them.
需要他的门徒常常好像要来矫正他。
How to be misunderstood by all the people.
被所有的人来误会。
And the shame of the cross.
还有十字架的羞辱。
We get a hint.
我们就得到一点暗示。
For Christ to live in us, there has to be weakness on our part.
把基督活在我们里面，我们里面要有一个软弱。
One brother said to another brother one day, said, "I am far too weak to be a Christian."
有一个弟兄对另外一个弟兄是说，要。活出一个基督徒，我实在是太软弱了。
And the brother rightfully corrected and says, "Brother, you're not too weak. You're too strong."
那个另外一个弟兄就说，你不是太软弱，你是太刚强。
We have so many thoughts, so many ideas, so many plans that have to come down to the cross for Christ to live in us.
让基督活在我们里面，我们许多自己的想法、自己的计划要放在十字架下面。
But when we look at the Lord Jesus, we see something that we can appreciate.
当我们来看主耶稣的时候，我们看见我们值得感谢的地方。
We see a perfect man.
我们看见一个完美的人。
We see a blameless man.
我们看见一个无可指责的人。
We see someone who is constant.
我们看见一个是很持续的人。
I think a constant, I think of even keel.
是一个很平衡的人。
When you see a boat when it's off keel, you've got a problem. It's tipping.
当我们看见一个船倾斜的时候，我们知道这就有问题。
It's been loaded wrong.
它里面的载重就载的。
A boat has to travel very straight.
一艘船它行走的时候必须要很平稳。
Typifies the Lord's life.
来这样来表示来主耶稣基督的生活。
The Lord was very consistent.
主耶稣也是非常的一致。
Trustworthy, faithful, immutable.
是他非常的值得信靠，他非常的信实。
You knew what he was going to do.
你知道他要做什么。
Because there was a consistency.
因为他里面有一致性。
He's eternal.
他也是永远的。
Filled with righteousness.
充满着公义。
How can a person be merciful and yet righteous at the same time?
如何一个人能够充满着怜悯又充满着公义？
It's one of the most difficult things for a parent correcting a child.
就对父母来说，怎样来指正孩子，这是一件困难的事。
How can a parent demand a child be right? Of course they want the child to be right and yet merciful at the same time.
是的，父母要孩子们行得正直，但是呢，又要充满着怜悯。
I'll tell you one way, parents.
我告诉父母们，我告诉你一个办法。
Every time it comes to correcting and chasing a child, pray with the child first, and then administer the correction.
每次你要来指正孩子的时候，你跟孩子一起先祷告，然后再来指正他。
It changes everything.
这样就改变所有的事。
But Jesus could balance mercy, love, and righteousness at the same time.
那主耶稣他可以把怜悯跟爱跟公义放在一起，非常平衡。
Justice, love,
爱和公平是非常的公义，非常的平衡。
The Lord Jesus was always joyful.
主耶稣基督永远是喜乐的。
He possessed a perpetual happiness that was in his being.
在他的里面有一个永远的快乐。
This is the life, brothers and sisters, now that he has given us.
这就是主耶稣给我们的生命。
He was humble and lowly.
他何等的谦卑，何等的降低低为他自己。
Every decision was made with wisdom.
每一个决定都是充满着智慧。
Very approachable, the woman at Sychar, after 1 minute, felt very, very much at home with him.
他所有的人很容易的可以带他到他面前，就像这个叙家井旁的妇女一样。
Martha and Mary had no problem with the Lord coming into their home because of his approachableness.
马大和玛利亚他们没有一点问题来迎接主耶稣到他们的家。
The Lord was patient, long-suffering.
主也是充满着忍耐，常恒久忍耐。
Recently, we've been looking at the Lord last fall of his great submissiveness.
去年的秋天，我们来看见主耶稣怎样顺服。
This was his being.
这就是他的本质。
He submitted to everything in his environment.
他顺服他所有的环境。
Except sin.
除了对罪以外。
There was a holiness. He was set apart to the Father.
他分别自己成为圣洁来归给神。
A sanctified life.
一个成圣的一个生活。
He was the unique man of the universe.
他在整个宇宙中是何等独特的一位。
The creator of heaven and earth.
是创造天地的创造者。
We spent a week, just a week ago, really covering a great portion out of the center of Switzerland.
上个礼拜我们花了一个礼拜的时间，我们来环绕瑞士。
In the 11th and 12th century, when Christians started being persecuted, many of them hid out in the French, Italian, Swiss Alps.
在十一、十二世纪的时候，当基督徒被逼迫的时候，很多人就藏在瑞士，但是靠近意大利和法国的地方。
And when you go to these towns, the archives still contain the letters and the city documents from 500 years ago.
当你去到这些地方，在市政府里面仍然存着500年、700年前的档案。
And we see how the church was persecuted.
我们看见教会如何受逼迫。
But the setting is majestic as the Alps circumvent all of the earth, surround all of these smaller villages.
这个周围的环境是非常美丽的，因为有阿尔卑斯山环绕的这些村子。
And as we would drive through them, I thought of two things again. We can either see these Alps as a sightseeing event.
当我们在这样开车经过这些地方的时候，我有两个想法，一个就是说，我们可以看见这些阿尔卑斯山像观光一样。
Or we can see them as that plus.Who created them? What is behind this?
或者我们是看见这些美丽的风景，然后来想到谁创造的这些。
Our Lord Jesus is as gentle as a lamb.
我们的主耶稣基督何等的温柔，像羔羊一样。
Even the lamb that takes away the sin of the world.
看见一位除去世上罪孽的羔羊。
Courageous as a lion, the lion of Judah.
他也是何等的勇敢，是像犹大的狮子一样。
He's hidden.Something that we know a little about.
他也是隐藏的，我们对这件事情不太认识。
And yet he's everywhere.
然而他却在在所有的环境当中。
The Lord is always on time.
主也是永远是准时的。
Very punctual.
啊，在对的时候他就来了。
One of the things that impressed us in Switzerland was everything is clocks.
我们去瑞士，我们也非常的印象很深的，就是每一件事情，每一个事情都非常的准时。
And you know where it came from?
你知道从哪里来的吗
？Came from the Reformation.
是从这个宗教改革的时候开始。
These men and women 500 years ago were men and women of the Bible.
那这些五百年前，他们这些是他们相信圣经的人。
God is absolutely punctual to the second.
主他是完全准时的，是一分一秒钟都不差的。
If he wasn't, we'd have chaos in the heavens and on the earth.
如果不是的话，那在天地里面就充满着混乱。
A thousand years ago, man could have written that March 3rd, in the evening when the full moon comes up, there will be an eclipse.
一千年以前，就人家可以预言三月三号，它月亮出来的时候有月食。
If someone wrote that 1,000 years ago, last night, it would have come true.
一千年以前有人这样写，昨天晚上这件事情就实现了。
The Lord is exact.
主是准确的。
In all areas of His life.
在他生活里面的每一部分，他都是准确的。
And If you have trouble with time, there is an answer.
如果你对管理时间有困难的话，这里有个答案。
Christ live in us.
基督活在我们里面。
He was punctual, but yet he never hurried.
他是准时的，但他却不匆忙。
See, we often have to, in order to be punctual, we have to hurry.
我们常常需要准时的时候，我们就很匆忙、很赶。
We often have to even violate the speed limit to be on time.
有时候准时，我们必须要超速。
The Lord was obedient to His Father in all things.
主对他的天父和所有的事情，他是何等的顺服。
He is the perfect shepherd.
他是完美的、完全的一个牧人。
And the perfect king.
他也是一个完美的君王。
Servant of all.
他是所有人的仆人
，the Master and Lord of all goodness，
是所有美善的主。
You and I have never come up with anything good on our own。
我们自己靠着自己，从来不能够带出任何的良善。
If we have, you say, well, I've done many good things。
如果你说我做了许多的好事
，If you've done any good thing on your own, it's led to pride。
如果我们靠着自己能够做一些好事，就带出骄傲。
Only goodness comes out of the heart of the Lord Jesus.
所有的良善是从主耶稣的心里面出来的。
So on one hand, we must see the Lord Jesus.
所以从一方面来说，我们要看见主耶稣基督。
So we have a pattern, so we know.Who lives in us?
所以我们有一个榜样，我们知道谁住在我们里面。
When we look at the Lord Jesus, it creates a desire. We say, we want to be like this man.
然后我们来注视主耶稣基督，我们就里面有一个羡慕，就是我要像他一样。
But at the same time, we have to have enough light to see ourselves.
但是同时，我们也需要有足够的光照，我们可以看见我们自己。
Do we know that in ourselves there is truly nothing good?
你真的知道在我们里面没有良善吗
？Nothing redeemable?
没有一件事情是值得来被救赎的吗
？God can't just take a consecrated self person.
主不能够来得到一个只是来得到一个奉献自己的人。
There can be nothing of us. You and I have a good flesh and we have a bad flesh.
你我有好的肉体，有坏的肉体。
Christians like to concentrate on the bad flesh when it comes to judging one another.
当我们来彼此论断的时候，我们好像就看到那个坏的肉体。Did
you hear about so and so?
你有没有听到谁的事情呢?
Did you hear about their sin?
你有没有听见他的罪呢?
It has to do with lasciviousness and licentiousness, being a libertine.
好像喜欢说这些闲话，然后来揣测别人，说别人的不好。
Loose living.
那就很放松的生活。
Oh, that's them.
那你就说啊，他们是这样。
That's the bad flesh. That's what we gossip about.
我们就讲闲话，说啊，这些人就是这样。
But then there's a good flesh.
但是这里还有一个好的肉体。
A good flesh that works around the church.
也许有好的肉体里面在教会里面。
Serves people.
来服侍人。
Goes to the hospital.
去看望人。
Writes letters.
写信。
Does all kinds of good things.
有许多许多好的事。
And everyone says, oh, they're such a good person.
那许多人就说，哇，他们是很好的人。
God looks at the heart.
但是神却是看人的内心。
Excuse me? Equipment repair.
对不起，这里仪器有需要修理。
When we look in the Bible, we see many examples who lived by the life of Christ.
当我们看圣经的时候，我们看见许多的例子，靠着他们靠着主耶稣基督的生命来活出来。
I don't know how many times when I give a message, I come back to Abel.
我不晓得多少次我传信息的时候，我总是要回到亚伯。
And Abel, Genesis 4:4, and Abel on his part also brought the firstlings of his flock and their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offerings.
创世纪4:4节，亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的公物。
Abel lived by another life, not his own.
亚伯不是靠他自己的生命来生活，他是靠另外的生命。
Cain lived by the good flesh, like we often do.
甘隐是靠着他好的肉体来生活，就像我们一样。Cain
was a respectable person.
甘隐是受尊敬的一个人。No
one thought of Cain as a loser.
没有人来觉得甘隐是一个失败的。But
in Abel we see a hidden man.
但在亚伯身上，我们看见一个隐藏的人。We
see him. It kind of reminds me of the publican who said, "I can't lift my eyes." Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
就好像这个罪人来说，不敢抬头看天，说主啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
This was Abel. He could not present anything to the Lord except the blood of the Lord Jesus.
就像亚伯一样，他没有什么好的可以来献给神，除了这个主耶稣基督的宝血。He
wasn't tied to having big flocks. He took the best animal he had and offered it.
他不是要有很多的牲畜，而是将他牲畜中投生最好的来献上。And by
that he was saying, Lord, I am all yours.
这样他就来跟主说，主啊，我完全属于你。In
David's life, or excuse me, in Moses' life, in David's life, we see the same thing.
在摩西的生活，或者是大卫的生活，我们也看见同样的事。In
fact, all those men and women in the Bible, if there is something that we respect, it's because Christ was in their life.
如果我们看见有一个人，他有这样的尊荣的话，这样让我们受尊敬的话，是因为基督活在他里面。Moses
had seen something of this by the time he had reached his 40th birthday.
当摩西40岁生日的时候，他就看见这件事。By
faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Hebrews 11.
在希伯来书十一章里面讲到说，摩西他四十岁的时候，他就拒绝来称为法老女儿之子。
Verse 25, choosing rather to endure treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
25节，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
And then the 26th verse, considering, this is Moses, considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
26节，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得到的赏赐。
At age 40, Moses had seen something of the Lord.
在四十岁的时候，摩西就看见主。
There was enough for him to make a choice. I'm going to leave.
这样就足够他来做一个选择，他要离开埃及。
But as far as Christ living in him, it still was not there.
但是至于基督是不是活在他里面呢？他还没有到那个地方。
And the Lord would use the next 40 years.To bring him into this great, great reality. And if there ever was a man in the Old Testament that exemplified the Lord Jesus Christ, it was Moses from age 80 to 120.
在旧约里面，如果你要找到一个人来像主耶稣的话，就是摩西，他从80岁到120岁。
The very characteristics that we just went through in the Lord's life are manifested.In this man's life,
我们刚才说到主耶稣的性情，就在摩西这个人身上来表现出来。
His lowliness, his servitude to the people,
他怎样的卑微来服侍所有的人。
How he would turn the other cheek day after day as people were hitting him on one side and then the other.
然后有人来打他的左脸，他就反右脸也给他打。
Not physically, but more verbal abuse than anything else.
也许不是真实的在人打他的脸，而是有许多话语上的对他的毁谤。
And then we get to the New Testament and we see the disciples with the Lord.
那我们到新约，我们就看见这些门徒跟主在一起。
And we see how close they were to the Lord, and they listened to the Lord, and they waited on every word that he said.
那这些门徒和与主何等的亲近，他们听见主的每一句话。
But we get very, very few signs that Christ was living in them.
但是我们却没有看到很多的现象来反映说基督活在他们里面。
They had three full years or more of what we have on our summer conference.
他们有整整三年多的时间，比我们在夏令会的时间还长。
But it didn't change them.
但是这没有改变他们。
You can read your Bible every morning for a half an hour.
你每天早上可以来读半个钟头的圣经。
You can pray for the next half hour.
然后接下来半个钟头你祷告。
But nothing happened.
那没有一件事情发生。
Men have been doing this all the way back to the monastics when they went up into the hills as monks.
这些人一直在做这样，就是从几世纪以前，人到山上去修道院里面过日子的时候就是这样。
Incidentally, some of those monks we owe a lot to. Some of them really represent our Christian heritage.
那我们实在要说，我们也很谢谢这些修道士，他们带来很多基督教里面的产业。
But there are also many that did not know what.It means to have Christ living in them.
但是也是在实质上，有许多人他们并不真正认识基督活在他们里面。
And when we come to the Book of Acts, I think we see one of the best examples of Christ living in a person, and that is the Apostle Paul.
当我们来到《使徒行传》，我们看见一个最好的例子，基督怎么样活在一个人里面。
And he is the one who wrote to the Philippians and said, "But for me to live, Christ."
就是使徒保罗，他写信给腓立比的教会说：“我活着，基督。”
And when he wrote to the churches in Galatia, he was the one who said, "Christ lives in me."
他写信给加拉太的教会说：“基督活在我的里面。”
When you look at that little story that we all love in Acts 16 about Paul and Silas in jail.
我们来都很喜欢的一个故事，就是《使徒行传》16章保罗、希拉在监里。
And it says there in the 21st, third verse. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them in prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely.
这个行传16章23节, 打了许多棍, 并将他们架在监里, 主父禁主, 严谨看守。
Verse 25, but about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
25节, 约在半夜, 保罗和希拉祷告, 唱诗, 赞美神, 众说半夜, 侧耳听。
That's what we've been talking about this morning.
这就是我们早晨说到的。
Two different lives.
两个不同的生活。
Man's reaction response or Christ's response in us.
是人的反应呢，还是基督在我们里面的反应？
When Paul and Silas started singing, who is praying and singing?
当保罗希拉唱诗赞美的时候，是谁在唱诗赞美呢？
Was this Paul, the human, or was this Christ coming out in him?
是保罗这个天然的人呢，还是他里面的基督呢？
Did this inspiration start by saying, Paul, we need to be positive now. Silas, we need to be, we're Christians. We got to be strong in this.
是从哪里开始呢？是保罗告诉他自己说，哦，我是基督徒，所以我应该喜乐。那希拉说，我是基督徒。
This had nothing to do about trying to be positive.
我要刚强，不是的，不是要正面的想法。
This had everything to do by faith, allowing the Lord Jesus to come in and begin obeying, give thanks in all things.
而是借着顺服，来借着相信，让基督住在我们里面，来感谢他。
How many times we disobey the Lord each day by not giving thanks in all things, even when the children spill a cup of milk in the breakfast.
多少时候我们没有来顺服我们的神，来凡事谢恩，就像早晨孩子撒了一点牛奶。
The simple little accident, simple little word, just breaks our day.
小小的一件事情，或很短的一句话，就把我们整天都毁。
But it need not be.
但是不需要这样。
What is the gospel?
福音是什么？
Christ lives in me.
是基督活在我里。
When we get to the end of the book of Acts, we have that beautiful chapter 27 on Paul's shipwreck.
到《使徒行传》的末了27章，我们看见保罗遭到船破坏的事。
Paul, remember, is the prisoner on this boat.
保罗是这个船上的囚犯。
And in verse 9, he is the one that is admonishing everyone. He is warning everyone. He is encouraging everyone.
但在第九节我们看见他是劝诫所有人的，他是鼓励所有人的。
And as we go through this chapter 21, or verse 21, we see again, he's admonishing them.
我们看到21节，保罗怎样子来劝勉所有的人。
He's warning and encouraging them in verse 22.
那在22节他就劝诫他们。
We see in verse 23, he's in the presence of the Lord as an angel attends him.
第23节我看见他在神的同在里，因为神的使者对他显现。
Verse 24, he knows the will of God.
24节他知道神的旨意。
And verse 25 again, keep up your courage. He is encouraging these people. This man's the prisoner. You have a centurion. You have all other types of men in responsibility. Pilate, pursers. The lowly prisoner is, he's the light. He's the one with the words, the answers.
第二十五节，我看见他怎样鼓励所有的人。在船上有许多许多的人，有摆渡长，有水手，有船长，但是我们却看见一个囚犯来鼓励，来做这样的事。
And then I love verse 31. He takes command of the ship. He makes the decisions.
我喜欢31节，在这里他就在那边来做决定。
He tells the pilot. He tells everyone in charge. This is what we need to do.
他告诉这个摆渡长，看水手们要怎样做。
And of course, he gives a prophetic word in verse 34.
但在34节，他也说预言的话。
35, he leads by example. He takes food. None of them eaten for 2 weeks.
35节，他自己就成为榜样，他就在拿着饼注谢吃了，因为那时候2个礼拜都没有人吃东西。
And of course, we get to the last verse, and we see, and thus it happened that they were all brought safely to the land.
所以我们一直到最后一节，这样众人都得了救，上了岸。
This is our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
This is the way. This story should be said over and over in our lives.
这个人的故事
daily
在我们每天的生活里面都要发生。
As Christ lived in Paul, so he can live in us.
基督如何活在保罗里面，他也能活在我们里面。
Does Christ live in you this morning, perpetually, day by day?
老天，这基督是不是活在你里面呢？是不是每天永远活在你里面呢？
It's the answer to our personal, even well-being.
这是对我们个人的好的益处的答案。
Our personal peace, our personal joy.
我们个人的平安和喜乐。
It's the answer to marriage.
这是对婚姻的答案。
In a family, a husband and wife, if one person has Christ living in them, it will be a blessed and happy marriage.
一个婚姻的里面，只要有基督住在这个人的里面，是丈夫或妻子里面，这是一个赐福。
There is no excuse by saying, "Well, my spouse is carnal," or "My spouse does not follow the Lord."
你没有借口说我的配偶是属肉体，他没有跟随基督。
Remember when Christ was in the boat, there was peace.
你记得吗？当主耶稣在船上就有平安。
When Christ is in a husband or a wife, there will be peace in that family.
当基督在丈夫或妻子里面的时候，这个家就有平安。
We learn that from 1 Peter 3:1 and many other examples.
我们从彼得前书三章就可以有这样的例子。
Raising children, young people, is no easy task.
后来带养孩子、抚养孩子和年轻人是不是容易的事
？Do you think that the Lord Jesus can raise a child in 2007, or is it too much for him?
像主耶稣能够在2007年他有办法来带领一个年轻人吗？还是不可能呢？
Does the Lord Jesus have the wisdom and the love to bring up a child in the nurture of God in the 21st century?
主有这样的能力和爱能够在这个21世纪来抚养来教养一个孩子吗？
You know the answer. I know the answer. Of course.
你知道答案，我也知道答案，当然。
It's his place to live in you and to accomplish that.
是基督活在你里面来达到这个目的。
Everything that was in the Lord Jesus has been given to us through the cross.
耶稣的每一个特点，每一个生命，就是借着十字架来临到我身上。
You young people at school, there are many, many pressures.
年轻人在学校有许多的压力。
There are unfairness, in among teachers.
在老师的对学生的当中有许多的不公平。
There can be infighting even among the administration of the school.
甚至在学校里面行政的部门也彼此的中间有许多的争执。
You have young people on each side of you that are doing wrong things.
我们也常常犯错。
If the Lord is in you, if Christ lives in you, if your life is for me to live Christ.Is there enough resources to go through a day?
如果你真的愿意来说，我活着是基督的话，那你有足够的资源来过每一天。
You young people, do you have to dread Monday morning? Do you have to? Oh, I hate the thought of tomorrow. Does that have to be a way?
年轻人们，你是不是需要说，哎，我很痛恨礼拜一呢？
Why not?
为什么你不需要这样？
Because you can get up tomorrow morning and say, by faith.Christ lives in me.
因为你明天早上可以起来说，凭着信，那基督活在我里面。
This applies, brothers and sisters, to every crisis in our life.
这个可以来用在我们生活里面每一个危机。
We were with a number of people this last month in Europe, and I believe every single fellowship that we had contact with, There are people who are terminal, young people who are terminal with cancer.
在过去 一个月当中，我们那些团里面的人，我们知道在每一个教会里面都有年轻人，但是呢，却已经生命到他的到尽头。
Are there answers to these things?
那这些问题的答案是什么呢？
There's only one answer.
只有一个答案。
Christ in us and Christ in the person who is dying.
基督在我里面，也在这个将要死去的人的里面。
And Romans 8:11 just gives us such an encouragement for someone who is ill.
罗马书八章十一节给我们这样的鼓励。
How to pray in a very positive way.
我们怎样在积极的来祷告呢？
Mark 2, we get the Gospel of Mark, we get an answer. In two or three chapters there, it speaks of God saying, I can heal. He also says, I will heal. And it is done. It's finished. Number three.
第三个已经做成了。
Of course, there has to be certain conditions.
当然，得有一些条件。
Sin has to be taken care of.
罪要被对付。
We learn in 1 Corinthians 11 that when we come around the Lord's table, it says there that there can be many sick and ill amongst us, even dying.
在《哥林多前书》十一章，就是在那里面有许多软弱患病的，死的也不少。
Because of unconfessed sin.
因为有些罪没有被对付。
This word Christ in us is the answer.
那基督在我们里面就是答案。
Do you be able to even come around the Lord's table this morning? You can come with your mind, or you can come with another life.
然后你早上到耶稣的桌子面前，你是用心思来到他面前呢，还是生命？
Man cannot pray on his own.
人不能靠着自己祷告。
Most prayers are prayed by man.
很多的祷告都是人自己的祷告。
You can tell the difference when someone has touched the Lord and the Lord Jesus prays, worships, and thanks through that person.
那你可以看见这差别，当有人被主感动，那他是他里面的主来祷告。
We are a sanctuary, a temple that contains God.
我们是居住的居所，神的圣所。
That expresses the very life and the nature and character of God.
来表现神他的本质和生命。
And this becomes a light.
这个就成为一个光。
And this then becomes the basis for all ministry and all service.
这就成为所有服事的一个基础。
Oh, brothers, this is so much in our church history in 2,000 years where man has done something.
在教会历史2000年的当中，有多少的是人来做事。
Man out of his zeal, he naturally wants to do something good and he rushes in instead of letting God do it.With God's life and God's time.
很多人他靠着自己的热心，就匆匆忙忙去做一些事，没有等候神的时间和神的方法。
So how do we do it? Deal with this dilemma that we have in Romans 7. I do what I don't want to do.
那我们怎么样来对付这个罗马书七章这种两难之间的情形呢？
Well, we looked at a couple of scriptures there in Mark.In Romans 6 and also Romans 8.
我们刚才看了几处的圣经，在罗马书六章跟八章。
And I'm just going to conclude with the one in Romans 8.
那我最后要借着罗马书八章来结束。
There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin.And of death.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Do we recognize really our who we are without the Lord?
如果我们知道我们没有主会是成为什么样的
？I think all we have to do is just think back, maybe even this morning or even this last week, and we can think of the times that we were angry about something.
那我们只要想今天早晨或者上个礼拜我们生气。
That is called the law of sin and death.
那就是罪和死的律。
This often cripples us as believers.
那这些常常让我们的信主的人瘫痪。
It keeps us on a fleshly, carnal state.
把我们放在这样属血气、属肉体的。
And as Paul says, I do what I don't want to do.
那保罗说，我做我不想做的事。
I will to do this.
我立志要做这件事。
But I can't make it happen.
但是我却没有办法做。
And we try all kinds of little tricks and schemes to be good.
我们想要各种的办法要做好。
Only to be impolite, curt to one of our loved ones or someone in the body.
但是常常对我们的配偶或者弟兄姐妹，我们就失去了耐心，对他们不好。
But the good news.
但是好消息是。
That second verse, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. It's a law. The reason, brothers and sisters, we're not able to come into this victorious life and be delivered from the old sin nature, because there is a law of sin and death that's very strong.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能够来进到这样新的生命、得胜的生命里面，是因为有罪和死的律。
It is stronger than my will to overcome. As much as I will overcome.
它比我的立志要做好这个律还要更强。
In one way, I was glad to share this morning.
从一个角度来讲，我很高兴早晨我能够交通。
Because it's been 2 weeks since the Chinese New Year.
因为中国年是两个礼拜以前过的。
And the world has told us a valuable lesson.
这个世界也告诉我们很宝贵，就教导我们很宝贵的功课。
That it only takes 2 weeks and all of our resolutions are forgotten.
只要两个礼拜，我们所有的立志就可以被忘记。
All of our New Year's resolutions are broken.
所以我们新年的立志，两个礼拜以后呢，就都破坏了。
And that would make us very sad this morning if we resolved something on February 17th, and here it is March 4th, and I'm already failed.
那我们如果是2月17号立了什么志，到今天3月10号已经失败了。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel is there is a law of life, a spirit of life.
弟兄姐妹们，福音就是这里有是生命圣灵的律。
This is a law that's stronger, more powerful than the law of sin and death.
这个律是比罪和死的律更刚、更强、更有能力。
Which one are you going to yield to today?
今天早晨你要顺服哪个律呢？
Do you want to continue to be a slave of the law of sin and death?
你要继续成为罪和死的奴仆吗？
Everyday drudgery, fear, worry, frustration.
每一天你就担心，然后你下沉，你有里面信心吗？
All right, yielding by faith, living faith to the Christ who lives in me.
还是我们就借着信把自己交在主的手中，让基督活在我们里面。
Young people, learn it now.
年轻人，现在就来学。
Receive this now.
现在就来接受。
Don't wait till you're on Social Security.
不要等你退休拿社会安全基金的时候。
To learn this.
才来学这个功课。
It means wasted years.
那如果是这样，那你就浪费了。
It means frustrated years.
有许多的很丧气、泄气的事。
It's another life.
因为这是不同的生命。
This is what caused people to give their life when they saw the preciousness of this.
这就是为什么当人看见这个宝贝，他们可以把自己的性命都。They
were willing to die for it.
他们愿意为这个而死。
The most valuable thing in the world. And we sang it this morning. The worth, the worthiness of the Christ.
这是最宝贵的，就是基督，他是值得的。
But we have to go down.
我们必须要先降卑。
We have to be willing to be nothing.
我们必须要愿意成为无有。
We have to allow our wife and our husband to walk all over us.
我们需要让我们的配偶，他随便他要做什么，他们都可以做什么。
To allow them to make hurt remarks and be able by the Lord's life to then turn around and pray for them.
能够允许我们的配偶来对我们说一些伤害的话，但是我们可以为他们祷告。
To quit correcting our spouse.
你来放弃，你来矫正你的配偶。
Trying to make everything right instead of just praying about the Lord's life.
靠自己的方法来想把每件事情都做对，我们不要放弃这个，然后来仰望神。
Can you imagine what the Lord's life on earth would have been if every time he saw something wrong and he could see the hearts of people, he was correcting them?
你可以想象主耶稣在地上的生活，如果他看见人做错，他就马上要来矫正他吗？
It would have been a disaster.
那这样就会变成一个灾难。
He just prayed for Peter.
他只是为彼得祷告。
He prayed for Judas. He prayed for all of them.
那为犹大祷告，他对所有的人。
Every situation he saw.
在他环境里面。
He is all about prayer, praying without ceasing.
就是不住的。
And what was he praying?
他祷告什么呢？
That Christ might live in Peter.
基督能够活在彼得里面。
Peter didn't need to just out of his willpower make a change. He needed a new life. He needed to live by another power.
彼得没有办法靠自己的意志来改变，他需要一个新的生命。
And that's what we need.
这也是我们需要。
Oh, what a wonderful life it is.
Oh, 这是何等美好的生命。
No longer I live, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
For me to live this coming week, March 5th through this week, Christ.
我活着，在3月5号这个礼拜活着，是基督。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for the gospel.
我们感谢你这个福音。
Christ in us.
基督在我里面。
May we receive it.
愿我们来接受。
May we yield to it.
愿我们来顺服。
In Jesus' name.
靠主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Take a few more minutes, and two or three would respond to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to seal this word.